open it up. And
okay. Moving along now to item number 21. This is public comment. We won't take any action on this. Ms. Dean.
Excuse me, Kay Dean, Virginia City Highlands. On the January 5th commission meeting this year, I made a presentation for Dave Thomas regarding the accounting report, or the financial statements, and there were four questions. Two were evidently answered according to Mr. Witten that day. One was answered in the consent agenda regarding the $2 million item. But the fourth question, still I'm waiting for an answer. And Chair McBride, you indicated that you requested the auditor and comptroller to submit responses to Mr. Thompson's two unanswered questions at the next commission meeting. I must have missed it. I didn't see that. So I'm re-requesting that I also get the information on the breakdown of the June 30, 2014 Park Fund, special revenue fund balance of $64,731 between Virginia City, Lockwood, Mark Twain, and the Highlands, so we can have an actual number. I'm particularly interested, obviously, in the Highlands Park Fund. Well, thank you.
Thank you. Mark, did you have your hand up? Come on up.
Thanks again, Mr. Chairman. Mark Joseph Phillips. Item number 21, public comment. First, in regards to all the conversation lately of the county purchasing and selling and leasing properties owned by the county, and maybe me threatening to sue over what has happened, I did further research, and commissioners, I found out statutes in Nevada require the county commissioners by ordinance to establish a list of certified appraisers that are to be used in most of these cases with very few exemptions. So it'd be more prudent for me to work on getting a new ordinance addressing this issue, you know, get it going. So I submit two pages to the county clerk to be attached to the agenda or the minutes of today's meeting. This is the county clerk's response that as of December 16th, signed by Vanessa Stevens, this time I'm unable to locate a Story County ordinance referring to a list of appraisers. So let's get the ball rolling on that one. Second, apparently Committee on Local Government Finance, that's Department of Taxation, February 6, 9 a.m., Public Utilities Commission, Story County is on the agenda, item number 5, Gold Hill and Virginia City conversion completed to become county special revenue funds. So Gold Hill and Virginia City funds are still funny, and it'll be talked about at the state level in a meeting. I resent the fact that a brewery is being built on C Street. And this Friday or this Thursday night, Planning Commission is going to just start talking about a micro brewery ordinance. So, you know, putting the brewery in before the ordinance is, it may not be illegal, but it bothered me. As far as the Planning Commission meeting being held on private property, you know, I'm not sure if the deed to that corner has been put in the county's name or in the name of the Tourism Commission, but right now that's still private property, and I don't think you can have a Planning Commission meeting on private property, Old Crystal Bar. And also recently I offered to get something to the commissioners, a resolution to give seniors and a 10% discount on their sewer bills as well as their water bill. Story County Code allows by resolution to discuss fees and change them from time to time. So thank you.
Thank you. Okay, Mr. Cater.
Yes, sir.
Come on up.
My name is Les Gator. I live out of Painted Rock. And I have not much to say. I just came up here mainly for this, to show Pat Whitten this receipt that I told about the history on the state of on Nevada and everything here. And I just thought Lance Gilman was going to be here today, and we could talk about the brothels, because they never have bothered me. I've been single for... since 92, I know where they're at, and if I need to participate, I know all about that, too. And I've never had a problem with them, and I think they're just fine. I just don't understand this all the time, and they pay a tremendous amount of tax dollars and license fees. I know that for a fact, because I've talked to them about it. And if you don't mind, I got a big kick out of Joe Comforti when he was here. Now, nobody liked Joe Comforti. Everybody thought he was a big old jerk like me, which he was. But every time Christmas came around, I was in the meat business. He'd give one of my competitors 200 turkeys to give out. Every year he gave out 200 turkeys. And I love this butcher. He used to say foul language when all the blacks come up in their Cadillacs and want their Christmas turkey. I used to get a little big laugh out of that. And then when there was somebody to donate blood donation and everything, let's call Joe and see how much he will donate to the blood campaign. But we don't want nothing to do with him, but we'll take his money. You know, amazing. So many hypocrites in this world. Absolutely. So, hey, thank you for listening and letting me have my little bit of speech. And I want Mr. Whitten to
thank
see
you,
that
sir.
If you guys would like to see that. That's a nice piece of history there. Unfortunately, I've lost a letter somewhere.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Cater.
Thank you, Les.
Anyone else for public comment?
Mr. Cater.
Yes, sir.
You missed. The reason why Commissioner Gilman could not be here today was there was a family emergency at the last minute. So.
Yes, sir. I just like to keep everybody happy and tell my part of the story. You know?
Thank you.
Okay.
This is a regular person.
We appreciate that, Les.
Yes, thank you.
Any other public comment? Hearing none, this meeting is adjourned.